NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, parents. I'm so excited to welcome you to the first episode of the Project Parenthood podcast. I'm Dr. Nanika Kaur, a clinical psychologist and respectful parenting therapist. This podcast is for parents wanting to experience more peace, flexibility, ease, and fun with their kids, with less conflict and struggle in their relationships with their children, no matter how old they are. I have over a decade of experience working with children and families, helping improve their family connection. Every week on the Project Parenthood show, I'll share insights about raising kids I learned in clinical settings, in my private practice, and in my own parenting journey. Project Parenthood will offer actionable strategies for increasing cooperation, collaboration, and meeting both children's and parents' needs. I'll answer parenting questions and troubleshoot real-life problems I see in my practice. So please email parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com to leave a question or a comment I may address on the show. Identifying information will be disguised and kept confidential. When you hear me use the word parents, I'm referencing an amalgamation of biological and non-biological caregivers and caregiving issues I've come across over the years. Besides weekly parenting advice, Project Parenthood will also feature conversations with colleagues in the realm of child development to help shed light on how systemic oppression, intergenerational trauma, adverse childhood experiences, brain development, wounds and wisdom we hold in our bodies, and our capacities to be mindful and to regulate our nervous systems all impact the parent-child relationship. You'll get tips for building more self-awareness, self-compassion, inner calm, and confidence in your parenting. I can't wait for you to join me. Simply click subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and join the Project Parenthood community. My parenting philosophy is known as respectful parenting. I believe in seeing and treating children as whole humans right from birth. So what we do is we view children realistically and positively, as inexperienced humans with still developing brains whose every action is a strategy for trying to get their needs met. Those strategies can be benign or frustrating, unskilled, or destructive. So we hold firm and developmentally appropriate limits with consistency, kindness, and confidence without using punishments or rewards. When persistent problems arise, we work together to find win-win solutions that work for them and for us. When children express big feelings in challenging ways, we stay calm and allow them to experience and express their authentic feelings, and we offer empathy, validation, comfort, and co-regulation in response. We show children the same respect we'd give to another adult, and we share power with our child rather than wield it over them. We wouldn't force a child to experience adversity now in preparation for future challenges because life will have plenty of suffering without us providing it. Instead, we model resilience in the face of adversity and are our child's consistently safe place to bring all of their emotions, mistakes, and fears. Humans are fallible, though, and will repeatedly fall short of our parenting ideals. So we practice self-compassion. We repair the disconnection with our child. We reconnect. We try again.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards. Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. We can't parent skillfully when we are emotionally depleted or still hurting from our own upbringing. The goal of mutual respect is mostly about parents working through our own emotional blocks and childhood issues to avoid unintentionally continuing to pass down dysfunctional relationship patterns. Here's an example of respectful parenting in action. A parent I know, John, who gave me permission to share his story, once asked me how to approach his daughter's new babysitter, who had a background in early childhood education, after learning of some concerning interactions between the babysitter, Rita, and his strong-willed toddler, Pearl, who was having intense tantrums and difficulties with transitions. John waited out tantrums with calm, realizing that anger and punishments only amplified conflicts. John once came home to find Rita in an agitated state. When Rita tried to put Pearl in the stroller for an outing, Pearl had a huge tantrum. Rita punished Pearl for resisting by not allowing her out of the stroller to play at the playground and telling Pearl she wouldn't speak to her until she displayed better behavior. Naturally, this only escalated Pearl's upset. John wondered, was he too lenient with Pearl? Did Rita have the right idea? Here's my advice for John, and really any grown-up struggling with toddler resistance. It's possible to be warm while holding firm limits. Punishment is unnecessary, unsustainable as kids get older, and damaging to relationships between caregivers and children. It's overly firm to use stroller confinement or the silent treatment as punishments. Tantrums are not misbehavior. They're the expression of overwhelming emotions. John had the right idea all along. When a tantrum storm is raging, just wait it out. Keep people and property safe. Offer hugs when Pearl is ready, but otherwise, no need to talk. Staying present with a compassionate silence and empathetic gaze is enough. And as for Pearl's refusal to get into her stroller, allow extra time beforehand. Pearl might feel rushed or have a difficult time transitioning to new activities. Before getting in the stroller time, get down to her eye level, gently touch her hand, arm, or shoulder, and wait until you have eye contact. Then clearly say that in a few minutes, it will be time to get in the stroller. Engage in whatever activity she's doing, and if possible, try to get her talking to you about what she's playing or doing. This slowly transitions her out of it. And then, when it's time, you can say something like, "It's time to get in the stroller. Do you want to get in yourself or do you need my help? Wait silently for up to 30 seconds for a response. Toddlers process much slower than adults do. If you don't get a response by that point, you can say, "Looks like you need my help. I'm going to pick you up now." Wait a beat or two for Pearl to take in that it's about to happen, then into the stroller she goes. You might be instantly faced with an angry screaming or crying. That's okay. Take a deep breath and say, "I know. You really didn't want to get into the stroller. I hear you. You're so upset about this." And carry on doing what needs to be done. I sent this advice to John in an email, which he gave Rita to read. She was reluctant, but after sticking with this approach, noticed that conflict with Pearl decreased significantly. With punishment off the table and a more respectful mode of interacting with Pearl, Rita was able to form a much more positive connection with her. On Project Parenthood, I'm going to share examples of how I help parents navigate everyday questions and challenges, as well as long-standing unresolved issues that are impacting their ability to meet their own needs, which, in turn, gets in their way of meeting their children's needs for stability, autonomy, and nurturing. I hope you'll join us. Project Parenthood is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's produced by Dan Firebend, with script editing by Beata Santora. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Margulies. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our intern is Claire Freeman. Follow Project Parenthood on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at parenthood@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 646-926-3243. Be sure to tell me if it's okay to use your voice on the show. Find out more about my work with parents at www.brooklynparenttherapy.com. That's all one word, brooklynparenttherapy.com. And on Instagram at bkparents, B-K-P-A-R-E-N-T-S. That's all for this episode of Project Parenthood. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.